Lynn Johnson, and was really so fortunate to have you, Lynn, here. Everything Lynn does is with love and compassion and a lot of passion in everything she does, for sure. And you're talking about balance. Actually, that's, you know, being centered and balance is one of the topics for today. And I can only say that that's pretty much what we're asked to do, is to return to our center, which basically is love. And that's also the topic. You asked what the topic is today, and it's going to be, when you want only love, you will see nothing else, because that is what we are. Teach only love, for that is what we are. We do have a wonderful morning, and I want to thank everyone who's already been on this morning already. Certainly, there was Prudence early, and then Lynn, and then what a wonderful sharing by Kathy Smith. It was really very clear. Thank you so much, Kathy, and I know you're going down to Costa Rica with a group, and to be with Regina, and that's coming up. You won't be here the next couple of Sundays, and maybe we'll fill in somehow with doing some more reading or from The Untethered Soul, which is such a clear thing to have. And we're so happy that you're on every Sunday from 9 to 9:30. And then we have Jim Dunn, who is always filled with the Holy Spirit, absolutely filled with the Holy Spirit. And I love listening to Jim. Okay, right here, right now, we have a wonderful morning ahead of us. We're going to be having some singing and sharing from our beloved Michelle Murphy right here. And we know that listening to her is just, you know, brings up just a lot of love and joy. Right now, why don't we share that love and joy in our hearts by just greeting everybody that's in the room, maybe sending them hugs, kisses, or just telling them how happy you are to be here, where you're from, just as if you were in a physical place and you were hugging and kissing, well, I guess hugging the people right next to you or around you. So I'm going to ask Lynn Johnson to play a little music during that time. Yes, as Michelle says, greeting and loving the Christ. You are greeting and loving the Christ. Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson.
In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only, only love.
Song that is, There Is Only Love. Yes, I saw all the people who mentioned Lenny Rose here in our love and in our greetings, and I'm going to mention Lenny also. Lenny was diagnosed with cancer. He's in a hospital in Florida. I do have his phone. I'm just going to post it here if anyone does want to call him. I know he loves receiving any love communication from anyone. I know when I was in the hospital for the same reason, diagnosed as cancer, it was really wonderful having people come. Actually, it was really a spirit sent. I had Vicky Poppy and Joan Williams, Jody, and Lee Catalano actually come down from Boston. It's such a wonderful way to healing, by sharing love. Sharing love is the fastest way to healing. In fact, it's as Byron Katie, it's the way to actually end cancer, is to love it. You're not loving the cancer, you're just loving. You're just loving the people that are in your life, that come to see you, that greet you, etc. So I'll just put that number up if anyone wants it. You can call him. Remember, he's in a hospital. You can call him in the mornings and call him late at night too. I called him last night around 8 o'clock, I think. I do want to do a invocation that was given to me, literally. I find that everything that I need is actually given to me, and that's so true. I'm going to post it here, maybe, because I find it so beautiful. Some of you may want to take it for your own. It was given to me by Rabbi Benny Silverman early this morning. Yep, he got up in Hawaii to send it to me. He did post it on Open Minds, of course. And this is what it says. We can love one another without binding each other with the guilt that's born of the idea that we owe each other something. I'm talking about love without manipulation by guilt. Unconditional love makes no demands. Unconditional love makes no demands. And if it's not unconditional, then it's not love. it's really, how simple can it actually be? And yet, love is all there is. Yet, love is all there is. Releasing your special relationship does not mean that you no longer love and be with one another. It means that you turn your relationship over to the Holy Spirit. You give up the idea of getting anything that you thought you needed or wanted out of the relationship. This world is blessed and healed by those special relationships that are used by the Holy Spirit for His purposes, rather than by being used by the ego for its own separate support and gratification. I'm just going to repeat that. This world is blessed and healed by those special relationships that are used by the Holy Spirit for His purposes, rather than be used by the ego for its own separate support and gratification. Okay. Welcoming all again to our Awakening Together Sunday service. And as usual, we're going to mention what the purpose of Awakening Together is as an assembly. It's an assembly of equals, and we are basically We have, I think, about 300 members, and if you're not a member, please do join. You don't have to join, but I think if you see our purpose and some of our core values, you'll appreciate being a member of an assembly that actually shares these purposes and values. So here is the purpose. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose. And on purpose is meaning. So what is our purpose? Awakening to one true self. Awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols. We seek to discern only one truth and to rest in its embrace. We do have five core values, and if you would put up the link, Barb, of I don't know if you have a link there for where our purpose and our core values are. If you put that up, people can see the whole five. But I've chosen number three as the one I'm going to speak on right now, mainly because it goes so well with today's topic. I think I just put it up. Let me put it up again. We accept one true self, which is one presence or being, non-dual, without beginning or end, and absolutely changeless. We live this value by practicing letting go of the belief in the individual self as who we are. And, you know, I'm very clear that even though it seems very simple to say these words, it takes a lot of training to actually practice what we're saying here. As we said, an untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Yes, these would just be words, concepts, but it does take practice to actually do it. And I know that almost everyone here has been practicing. And to the extent that we can actually achieve it, that's to the extent that we are on purpose. And yes, we get tempted so many times to get pulled away from our purpose by temptations here in the world, and we're going to be talking about some of them here today. I think we're really very, as long as I'm on that subject, I know that it was already mentioned tonight. Please join us tonight at 8 o'clock for our Awakening Together Sunday evening service. Sunday evening, first Sunday of the month is our Sunday evening monthly meeting, and Regina will be holding it. And I did, in case you came in a little late, we mentioned it here earlier. Lynn mentioned it. So it's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. Please join us for that. And as long as I am speaking on some of our announcements, let me also mention that in May, I believe it's May, let me just make sure. Yes, it's in May 3rd to May 10th. There's going to be, I'll use the word, a party. There's going to be a party in the Rocky Mountains in Cannon City, right close by the airport there at Colorado Springs, May 3rd to May 10th with Diederik Walsack and Claudette Thomas. Now, I don't know if anyone here knows Diederik. I feel I know Diederik pretty well. He was a guest teacher here a number of times. He has done so many basic wonders for so many people through his method, which he usually conducts in Costa Rica, and people go to Costa Rica for it, but you don't have to go to Costa Rica. He's coming here to the United States. Usually he's either in Vancouver, Canada, or he's in Costa Rica. He's going to be here May 3rd through May 10th, and I'm just going to put up something. You can find more about this if you want, and take a look at an audio video of Diederik at this particular site. That's our link. It's going to be 7 days and 7 nights, all meals, and the Choose Again experience. He's the head of the Choose again, attitudinal center in Costa Rica and in Vancouver, and so many people here know of his work. Either you went there and actually experienced it, or you know somebody who went there, maybe family, and you know the turnaround. So if you want to have a party and also get some real healing work done, that's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be, May 3rd through May 10th, and that's the link to find out more about it. Okay, we're at that time right now. We're going to be turning this mic over to someone who you all know very well. She was here about a month ago when she was on as reader for Regina, Ms. Shea Murphy from Dallas, Texas, and when she sings, everybody listens. I tell you, that's the truth. She started here when we first started in 2004, and in 2005, she started guest teaching here on Mondays, I think it was, at 10 or 10:30 in the morning, and she used to just play songs and sing along with doing the daily lesson and the text reading. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this mic over to you, Ms. Shea Murphy, and she's also going to be doing a reading following her song there. The reading will be coming from Looking Within, Looking Within, Chapter 12, Section 4. And when I started this week, I said, well, what are we going to talk about? And I knew that Shea was going to be my reader, so I knew I didn't know exactly what I was going to ask her to read, but I knew one of her very favorite lines is in today's reading, so we'll let her tell you a little about it. Ms. Shea Murphy, this mic is all yours.
Well, thank you so much, David, and thank all of you. I'm so grateful to be here. And if I get a little emotional, please forgive me. I'm just coming into my own, and lately these past few days I've just been crying and crying. So whatever, I'm just going through the healing process. So thank you, David, and happy Sunday, March 2nd of 2014. Happy Oscar Day. It's the Oscar Day. And this is my acceptance speech for an Oscar. I have a month today off of sugar, gluten, dairy, alcohol, carbs. I'm mostly eating chicken feed soup and beef broth, and I'm healing my gut and my brain. And for those who know this 55-year-old addict, you know, I know, that I'm sharing a miracle here. So I gladly accept my Oscar. And I gratefully give each of you your Oscar today. This is your day. What's your acceptance speech? What is it that God is calling for you to accept? What is it that God is calling for you to stop resisting? I heard a tape a while back, and it was a speaker talking about that some people come to this earth to stay stuck. That message stuck in my brain for so long, my mind. I kept saying, I'm one of the ones that came to stay stuck. Absolutely untrue. False mind. There is a place you can always go. Come with me. Go within. Yes, Suchan, I'd like to thank the Academy. Yes. Come, go within. I'm taking Regina's class. She's talking about trust your own inner voice. We can go together. Stay right where you are and trust that voice. Now it's time to start, you guys. It's right here in your heart. There is a place where you can be with yourself. Come with me. Go within. Accept your Oscar. It's a place where you can free yourself. Oh, freedom, loved ones. Freedom from the bondage of self. You know it's waiting. It's not so far away. You need no reservation. You can come right now, this holy instant. Now it's time to start. It's right here in your heart. The light is shining through the window. The door of your heart is open wide. Has an answer. Each question has an answer. If you'll only look inside, you have the key to that heart.
There is a place.
Only seeing, caring, and reason. Yes, Jim. Oscar, only seeing, caring, and reason.
Where every hope.
Every hope.
And every truth begins.
Every hope and every truth begins. Come with me inside of your divine self. What a pleasant journey. Isn't very far. Stay right where you are. If you're stuck, though, don't stay. Please. I've been stuck, and it's not a very, it's a painful place. It's right here in your heart. And now it's time to start. Now it's time to start. It's right here. You have the key. We all have the key. Let's accept our Oscar. The shift is occurring right now. If you're here shifting, if you're here in this class right now, you are shifting. In the class today, David, I guess I'm going to finish this and then I'll read the lesson and then I have one more song. With the class today, we're reading, what I'm going to read is dedicated to Lenny Rose. Lenny seems to be diagnosed with cancer and is in the hospital in Florida. He's been to my home several times. I have a great picture of him right here on my desk. We walked on the Katy Trail together. We laughed. We did so much together. He even came when he was living in Texas for a while. He came to my hometown of Galveston, Texas. He met my family and my mother. We just walked together. We shared. We laughed together. Well, I love him so much. So I cried for 2 hours talking to him the other night. And I know this. It's an illusion, I know. And like David said, lesson 14. Anyway, I called Sharon and I said, let's call David and Suzanne together. So we conferenced David and Suzanne in and told them about Lenny. And after sharing the news with them, I got off the phone and I really started to laugh. It appears that David and Suzanne have cancer. And Sharon called me later and was talking and said, could you tell I don't have any teeth in my mouth? My teeth are pulled. I'm getting implants. And I seem to be struggling with a severe autoimmune disease. And I know that this isn't our truth, that we're all getting our Oscars right here, right now. We're walking down the red carpet. We're masters. We're masters of truth. I said, Sharon, when I talked to her after we hung up, I said, you know, sometimes, Sharon, I feel like I'm not getting this. And Sharon said, Cher, you are. Thank you for that inspiration. I want us each to inspire and encourage one another when I go back to that ego voice. Because I see the strength of each and every one of you here, each of you individual souls. I was here from the very beginning with David. I started the group on 444. What an awesome number. I have witnessed so much growth in David, Suzanne, Lenny, Regina, Lisa, all of you. I don't want to make anybody special, but I've been friends with them from there, and I've seen their growth, and I want that growth. If anybody can do it, we can all do it. I find it hard to speak. I let fear come over me, and I quit singing and sharing in the room, and I let my addiction take over. Well, not anymore. And if someone is out there listening that's going through a hard time, please don't ever give up. I never gave up on myself, but I did cause myself great pain and suffering. I heard you, Regina, when I hung up a month ago, and when you said some of us still seem to be suffering. And I just got on the floor, and I held my heart, and I said, Lord, help me to not suffer. Help me to let go of this fear of being the truth of who I am. So I just thank you for letting me share my Oscar speech. And my prayer, my hope is that you let your divine self share your speech, because that's all that counts is your experience of what your truth is. I can't live anybody else's experience. I want to be like so many of you here in the room, and thank you for helping me to grow. But ultimately, it's me that has to walk the path, that has to have the experience. So I love you all. And David, do you want me to go on and do the reading? I think you do. Because you said two songs. Sure. Okay. So let me just go back and I'll turn this down. Maybe have this in the back room like Miss Regina does. I love her classes. I love you guys. Like Sharon and I said this morning, I don't want to make any of us special. We're all so neat. Looking Within, Chapter 12, The Holy Spirit's Curriculum. Section 7, Looking Within. How appropriate, Looking Within. I love you too, Karen. I love y'all so much that I get too emotional. That's my problem. And see, I judge myself for getting too emotional. So, miracles demonstrate that learning has occurred under the right guidance. For learning is invisible, and what has been learned can be recognized only by its results. Its generalization is demonstrated as you use it in more and more situations. You will recognize that you have learned that there is no order of difficulty in miracles when you apply them to all situations. There is no situation to which miracles do not apply. And by applying them to all situations, you will gain the real world. For in this holy perception, you will be made whole, and the atonement will radiate from your acceptance of it for yourself to everyone the Holy Spirit sends to you for your blessing. And every child of God, let me turn the page, and every child of God, his blessing lies, and in your blessing of the children of God is his blessing to you. And then David said, paragraph 8, when you want only love, you will see nothing else. When you want only love, you will see nothing else. And please don't be afraid of it. I've been afraid of love. So I went back to my self-sabotaging ways, totally afraid of love. But when you want only love, you will see nothing else. The contradictory nature of this willing of the witness you perceive is merely the reflection of your conflicting invitations. Boy, I've had conflicting invitations. I want you to go away. You have looked upon your mind and accepted opposition there, having thought it was there. But do not then believe that the witnesses for opposition are true, for they attest only to your decision about reality, returning to you the messages you gave them. Love, too, is recognized by its messengers. If you make love manifest, its messengers will come to you because you have invited them. What a huge gift, you guys. What a huge gift. And this is probably, David knows, my favorite line in the course, because this is where I'm having to decide. My bottom line, like Lisa Natoli talks about, what's your bottom line? The power of decision is your one remaining freedom as a prisoner of this world. That's where I am. The power of decision is your one remaining freedom as a prisoner of this world. Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? You can decide to see it right. What you made of it is not its reality, for its reality is only what you give it. You cannot really give anything but love to anyone or anything. Not can you really receive anything but love from them. If you think you have received anything else, it is because you have looked within and thought you saw the power to give something else within yourself. It is only this decision that determined what you found, for it was the decision for what you sought. You are, in the last paragraph, loved ones, you are afraid of me because you looked within and are afraid of what you saw. Oh, boy, was I afraid, and I've been running the opposite way, no more. Yet you could not have seen reality, for the reality of your mind is the loveliest of God's creations. Coming only from God, its power and grandeur could only bring you peace if you really look within. If you are afraid, it is because you saw something that is not there. Yet in that same place, you could have looked upon me and all your brothers in the perfect safety of the mind which created us. For we are there in the peace of the Father, who wills to extend his peace through you. His peace through you. So, David, I have the one last song. And then, and this is a gift. It's by Janice Stanfield. It's called "What a Gift You Are to Me," and it says nothing happens in chance in life. So let me just start it, and then the mic is all yours, David. Thank you for letting me share. I can't believe it's really doing me good. Here it goes. And I'm turning on my web because I'm going to sing. I'm going to stop being afraid to self-express, I think.
That can take you to places that you've never been. There are people when you meet them, it's like they have lived inside your skin. You can live so strong, a bond that's so deep and so true. The way I feel about you.
We're bonding here, you guys. It feels weird because it's like, really? There are times you're drawn into somebody's life. You don't know what you're doing or why you are there, but you know it's right.
Has suddenly come into view.
The peace that was missing has suddenly come into view. Wow, my tape just skipped. I said, okay, I have to accept it, and it went back. Like a gift that you never expected. I just feel grateful because I want to grow. I don't want to stay stuck. And I think I know that each of you are in that place of awakening and knowing the truth. The world will drag you down. But we're here encouraging. In this world, there is nothing that happens by chance.
There's a reason.
There's a reason.
That just this particular moment you came into my hand.
Like a gift, you guys, that I totally never expected. But I'll treasure my whole life through. That's the way I feel about you. And finally, I'm starting to feel that way about me, so I can give to you. Ooh, and all I can give you is the peace of mind. I want so much to be the light and the love, and to not worry. My whole life is, well, what will somebody think if I act like this, if I sing, if I say this, if I'm only love? No more. I can't.
I believe in this world there is nothing that happens by chance.
Barb, I love our class with Regina. I'm not making this special, but there's a reason.
This particular moment you came into my hand.
I want to go down the room. There's too many. I love you all.
That you never expected, but you'll treasure your whole life through.
If you're in dire straits, please do something good for yourself. I've manifested an autoimmune disease. because I was afraid to express. That's the way I feel about you. I'm so grateful for the Reginas, the Davids, the Sharons, that all you guys, all each and every one of you, thank you for being in my life. Thank you for helping me grow. I'm done. I love you guys so much. David, I'll get off the mic. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sharon. As Lynn Turner says, you are so inspiring. You really inspire us all. Not only have you been here for 10 years and been certainly one of the pillars of the community here for these 10 years for sure, you have this big heart that loves everybody. We're really all so proud of you. I know that Regina's proud of you. I am proud of you. Anyone who knows what it is that your determination and your commitment to actually be all that you can be. Right now, Ms. Cher is part of the ministerial program that basically Awakening Together runs under Regina Dawn Akers. She's in the discernment class, which is the first class everyone takes. And I know that everyone here knows that you're going to be just a wonderful, wonderful minister for sure, sending out so much love to all who are fortunate enough to be blessed by you. Okay, we've looked at looking within and seeing that as the favorite phrase, favorite sentence that comes from looking within, which is pretty much why we selected it. It happens to be Ms. Michelle Murphy's favorite. Basically, not only when all you want to see is love, love is all you'll see, but also the idea that that your only remaining freedom in this prison is your power of decision to change your mind. And that's the only thing that we really have going for us, is a change of mind, which is really a change of teachers, a change of teachers. You know, I don't really need to hear from the ego anymore, really. The ego will tell me, well, this is happening because of that, and they don't love me, and as a matter of fact, I wish this would happen instead of that. And as Jim Dunn said here earlier, accepting what is ends all suffering. So it's up to us to begin to realize that we have a teacher that always says that things should be different. And yet, in the Course in Miracles, it says the end of sacrifice, the end of suffering, the end of pain is to make this year different, make this day different, make this month different by making it all the same. So it's in seeing our sameness, our oneness, our equality, that actually is the difference in what we are either seeing now, where we see nothing but differences and thinking that it means something, to our choosing a teacher that only sees the love we are, that only sees the love our brothers and sisters are, is never fooled, never fooled by form or appearances, never fooled by form or appearances. Now, we can be easily fooled by form or appearances because we have made, quote, judgments. Yes, we have made judgments. And those judgments, which are really nothing more than thoughts we had in the past that we keep holding on to, clinging on to, use that word clinging because that comes from today's daily quote by Regina Dawn Akers. We cling to things thinking that it's going to give us something, that if I didn't cling to it, I mean, who would I be? Well, I am as love created me. One of our teachers here, David Anthony Visco, says, you know, the most amazing thing that happened to him after he picked up A Course in Miracles was somebody, a complete stranger, came to him and asked the question, what if God was pure love? What if God was pure love? Just pure love. And he says, my God, he said, that changed the way he saw everything. He realized that he was wrong about everything. He said, if God is pure love, I am wrong about everything. And that's pretty much what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is pure love, sees only love, although teaches by contrast, by recognizing that we don't always see pure love, so sometimes we're looking at something, but if we go to the teacher that sees differences, we're pretty much going to be clinging and stuck in the same place. But if you go to the one who discerns between the love of God, which is changeless and eternal, that which is real, you will not be fooled again. You will not be deceived, because all appearances in this world are just more self-deception. We are looking at the form, and we're not looking at what is real. I'm going to use an example, which I take from Ken Wapnick, and I don't know if I told it here before, but I don't care how many times you hear it. It happens to be a wonderful example that we use appearances. And of course, appearances are based on our perception, and projection makes perception. And the world you see out there is nothing more than an outside picture of an inner condition. And if you're looking within and you're using a teacher that sees differences, you're going to think that, well, that person is not as good as I am. I'm innocent, and that person over there is guilty. And By doing that, we just continue what we resist, persist, and we just continue being at the effect of unconscious guilt, because even though we see guilt out there, the guilt is not out there. If it's on my screen, it must be my projector. Before I look to take the splinter out of my brother or sister's eye, let me look within and see the monumental beam within my own. But actually, it's not such a big beam anyway. It's just really a piece of lint. I think that's one of the words that Nuke Sanchez uses in her book. He says, if you see this big flaw out on the screen, you know, you can't erase the flaw that's out on the movie screen. You can't. But if you look within, you'll see it's just a little piece of lint within, and you remove the lint, and you won't be seeing the flaw anymore. And the story that I got from Kenny a long, long time ago is one of my favorite stories. And if you listen to it, you'll go a long way in understanding perception. Projection makes perception. He was giving a workshop one weekend, and he pretty much said, the things you see in others are really what's true for you. You know, it takes one to know one. It takes one to know one. If you spot it, you got it. A woman came up to him at the end of the and sometimes it's a very difficult thing for people to actually fully grok and understand. But listen to the story, and it may clear up in your own mind. A woman comes up to him at the end of the Saturday afternoon work, and she says, you know, Kenny, I love your teaching, but I don't really agree with it. He said, oh, really? Why is that? She said, well, you know, I have this neighbor, and, you know, she is a mother of some children. She doesn't take care of them. She is an alcoholic. She's a drug addict, and I don't drink. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict. She said, you know, I think she's a terrible person, and I don't see what that has to do with me at all. He said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go home, and after dinner, you know, spend some time with the Holy Spirit and see what comes up for you. And she said, okay. She was the first one in on Sunday morning, got there bright and early, and said, Kenny, you're right. I did look at it with the Holy Spirit, and this is what I saw. Yes, I am not an alcoholic. Yes, I am not a drug addict. But in my life, there's been many times when I have not been a responsible person. And by not being responsible, I not only hurt myself, I hurt many others. So it's never the actual form. It's never the form or the appearance that you're looking at. If there's something out there that bothers you, you have to ask, what is it about this that's actually bothering me? What is it that's actually doing something that I see this other person as separate and different and apart? Because if you're seeing a person as separate, different, apart, it's just a matter of listening to a teacher that sees separation, division, and seeing things in parts. Given that, I just want to say that, as I said at the outset of this morning service, it seems like whenever I lead as a minister here, I'm given everything by the Holy Spirit. When we first started out this week, I said, well, what is the topic going to be about? And I had no idea, but I did know that Cher was going to be my reader, so I knew that, well, let me see what's in that particular section called Looking Within. And certainly I love that line, when all you want to see is love, love is all you see. But that comes from consistent and honest, authentic looking. What I didn't know is that on Friday the textbook reading was going to be on Above All Else, Be Vigilant for God and His Kingdom, which is the third of the three lessons of the Holy Spirit. And I always talk about the three lessons of the Holy Spirit. And I always say, you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't have 365 lessons or 33 lessons or 13 lessons. It only has three. And those three lessons, of course, to have all, give all, to all. And it says in that particular first lesson, chapter 6, section 5a, it says, this one lesson will reverse all the laws of this world. So all the laws of this world, which are the laws of chaos, the laws of there is an order of difficulty, there is a hierarchy of values, to have all, give all to all, reverses all the laws of this world. The second lesson, which is to have peace, teach peace to learn it, and that's chapter 6, 5b, and that one basically says, the very first step in the undoing process, in the undoing or the healing process, is to stop the getting habit, to stop the getting habit. You know, and I was always really clear on one and two, and I always kind of gave, and this is truth about me, I was giving a lot of lip service to number three, which is above all else, be vigilant for God and His kingdom. And my way of looking at that, when I say I give lip service, was to be mindful, to actually watch your thoughts, mind watching, which I know all the course people, at least, or almost anyone on any page, pretty much are mind watching, because you're not watching the screen, you're looking within. And mind watching is a favorite pastime of almost all the people who are dedicated and committed to finding the truth, because the truth is not out there, the truth is within. So in our mind watching, we uncover that which needs to be removed, the blockages that have to be removed. But when I took another look at it this particular time, and I'm going to read a little from paragraph 6, 7, and 8, of be vigilant for God and His kingdom, and I think that is the message that was given to me, and I want to share it with you. And here it is. Paragraph 6, you learn first that having rests on giving and not on getting. Next, you learn that you learn what you teach and that you want to learn peace. Yes, you want to learn peace. So those are the first two that we just mentioned. It says, let's see, lost my own place. You want to learn peace. This is the condition for identifying with the kingdom, since it's the condition of the kingdom. So the condition of the kingdom is peace. God, our creator, our own being, is the embodiment of peace. God is the author of peace. We are the peace of God. So if you say, I want the peace of God, you can't really want the peace of God. You are the peace of God. We are the peace of God. So we have to remove all the blockages to that, because that is the only way to enter the kingdom, is to have nothing but the peace of God. You can't bring anything else with you. So this is the condition for identifying with the kingdom, since it's the condition of the kingdom. You have believed that you are without the kingdom, and have therefore excluded yourself from it in your own belief. It's therefore essential to teach you that you must be included. It's essential to teach you that you must be included in the kingdom, and that the belief that you are not is the only thing that you must exclude. So the belief is a belief, which is a lie, that you are not the Son of God, that you are not the Holy Son of God himself, is the only belief that has to be excluded. By the way, I'll put up a link to that if anyone needs to read the entire section of Be Vigilant for God and His Kingdom. Okay, paragraph number 7. And as I say these things, I realize that this morning it was shown to me by the Holy Spirit that Be Vigilant for God and His Kingdom is actually taken directly from the Ten Commandments. It covers the first and second commandments, which is, thou shalt have no idols before me, and the ninth and tenth, which is not getting or coveting anything that your neighbor has. So the three lessons of the Holy Spirit actually is the first, second, ninth, and tenth commandment of the Ten Commandments, for those who want to kind of see how that works, you know, in your own experience. It says the third step is thus one, I'll just repeat that again. The third step is one of protection. Let me put it up here again. Let me just put it up here again. The third step is one of protection for your mind. Protection for your mind, allowing you to identify only with the center. Very important to be in the center of your mind, to be focused where God has placed the altar to himself. Altars are beliefs, but God and his creations are beyond belief because they are beyond question. Very important coming up here. The voice for God speaks only for belief beyond question, which is the preparation for being without question. As long as belief in God and his kingdom is assailed by any doubts in your mind, his perfect accomplishment is not apparent to you. This is why you must be vigilant on God's behalf. The ego speaks against his creation and therefore engenders doubt. You cannot go beyond belief until you believe fully. Very important. So the Holy Spirit is always watching our thoughts. If we have temptations looking, well, you know, right now I'm more busy with this. I think this will save me. This will give me something I don't have. Those are the temptations of this world. And if you listen to Ken Mallory on Saturdays, there's not one avenue or street in this world that will bring you anything except the dream of death. That there's nothing in this world that you really want, less than 128. So as long as you think there is something, you are doubting. You are tempted by something. You're putting an idol before the altar in your mind. The altar is to believe fully, wholly and fully. And there's a line in this course, I know that Teddy speaks about it, and I think it's in the first section of chapter 22. You either believe this course in its entirety or not at all, either 100% or not at all. Okay, and now we go on to the final, and here we find out how the Holy Spirit works with you, and how if you are going to be speaking to the whole sonship and not just someone who you think is interested, you must actually adopt for yourself, and that's to teach the whole sonship without exception. Demonstrates that you perceive its wholeness, that you perceive it is whole, and have learned that it is one, because you're whole. Now you must be vigilant. You must be vigilant to hold its oneness in your mind. In your mind, because if you let doubt enter, you're going to lose awareness of its wholeness and you'll be unable to teach it. So if you have any doubts, any darkness, any shades of gray, if there's any shades of gray at all, well, you're listening to the ego thought system. The ego is your teacher. The wholeness of the kingdom does not depend on your perception, but your awareness of wholeness does. It is only your awareness that needs protection, since being cannot be assailed. The being of creation, the being of love, cannot be touched at all. But our awareness can be pulled away, pulled this way and that way, by the temptations of this particular world that we have made as an attack against, as a denial of the truth. It's only your awareness that needs protection, since being cannot be assailed, yet a real sense of being cannot be yours while you are doubtful of what you are. This is why vigilance is essential, and doubts about being must not enter your mind, or you cannot know what you are with certainty. Certainty is of God for you. Yes, if you are the Holy Son of God, you live in certainty. Trust brings you to certainty. Total trust brings you to certainty. Yes, we are here to develop trust. And once you let go of clinging to anything in this world, as today's quote talks about, you will have the certainty of that you are sustained by the love of God. Certainty is of God for you. Vigilance is not necessary for truth, but it is necessary against illusions. I'm going to conclude with that very famous "What am I?" the 14th "What is" question in the workbook. And I think that this is something that each and every one should actually do. We used to have Peter Phippen here actually sing it. I'm just going to read it. I am God's son. Yes, you are God's son. Complete and healed and whole. You are complete. You are healed and whole. You're shining in the reflection of His love. In you is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love resides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity shines and abides His own. And no accident that today's lesson number 61, is I am the light of the world. Yes, you are the light of the world. You are, we are the light of the world. Thank you all for listening, for being here, for sharing. We're now going to have a little music played by Lynn, and if Barb would put up the link for donation, it'd be an opportunity for donation. It's a time for contemplation. Maybe something you heard here or were inspired by, you want to share on. We'll have about 12 minutes to go, maybe more, because I know Lynn Johnson follows with an hour of fellowship, so we can maybe get into that time as well. Thank you so much, Barb. That's the link for donation. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll be back right after the song.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith. Thank you.
Such a beautiful music and song. Thank you so much, Lynn. Yeah, it's also a time for contemplation to see what was said here today, maybe inspired you. Maybe you heard something for the very first time. I know I hear things for the very first time every single day. And what I heard this morning, basically, is by keeping our mind focused on wholeness, on oneness, instead of the parts, instead of seeing things in parts. That's how I'm going to remember that in the center of my mind is the altar to wholeness. The center of my mind is the altar of one creator, one self, which is the purpose of awakening together, to awaken to our one self. So it does take focus. It does take determination. I am determined to see. I am determined to remember I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole. If any of these words or anything that you heard this morning speaks to you, maybe you'd like to share something here, and hopefully it is healing first for you, and whatever you share may be very healing for someone else. So remember, your willingness to share is your willingness to share the love that you are. So right now, does anyone want to take the mic? And I'll just okay, Sharon. Well, Sharon, you had your hand up. The mic is yours. And anyone else, just put your hand up, and you'll follow Sharon. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? I'm sure you can. even without teeth, huh? You know, my husband calls me gummy bear. Is that cute or what? Gummy bear. I could be a lot of things, you know, but I want to tell you, Miss Cher, that you are absolutely the most inspirational teacher that I could ever, ever, ever hear. And that doubter, whoever that doubter is, and we all know that doubter, the thing that doesn't exist, tells us that we're not the Son of God. We just have to say, what? First of all, awakening, a grand awakening came to me yesterday where I was saying, if this is a dream, and the Course is literally saying, even if it's not all literal, whatever, it's all the truth. There's no way it's not. I read it and I say, this is all the truth. So it's saying that we're in a dream. So what is there to awaken from? If we are in fact dreaming and looking at nothing, we're looking out at nothing because it's only us. The relationship is me and me. And all my little characters that I created, now why do I want them to all be in love? And so, you know, who's awakening when this great awakening comes? When it's a dream. It's a dream. And see, I look at it like that because there's such a conflict, or maybe, and believe me, I'm the first one to raise my hand high and say, I do not know. Because I really don't. Because when I think I know something, boy, the Holy Spirit shows me that I know. So, or that I need to understand something. Because I don't have to understand it. However, if this is such a dream, and you can make it a wonderful dream by looking out there and saying, you gotta walk because you're not looking at anything. You're just looking at God everywhere. And that my dear friend Cher and I got a message from Lenny. And anyone that knows me knows the relationship. Lenny and I have been always back to back at teaching for years. And he's always been like a really good teacher for me. He corrects me, right? He's always telling me, now, Sharon, you know there's no ego. You don't even have to mention it. And I'll say, like, well, that's where I am. But, you know, it's funny because he's showing me that everything that he was so vigilant with has come true for him. If you speak to Lenny Rose, you can see that he has full acceptance now of whatever is, and that he is safe in God no matter what. And that is true for us. I mean, the stories this crazy mind comes up with, it's always going to tell me I'm going to lose something. It's all that loss. But then again, what do we even have to awake from when we're dreaming? And yet, when we're here, we awaken and know we're dreaming. And I just know that I am so grateful today to be here in this community to talk without my teeth. By the way, I get them next week. And they're beautiful. You see, you don't have to be real. You know, I mean, that's the whole point here. Like, Cher was so concerned that I would be upset if she announced about my teeth. I said, are you kidding? I've been talking about my teeth every week. Right, Cher? She was so concerned because Thomas is so sensitive. And there's nothing to be sensitive about. You know, we have to just sit there and look out and say, you know what? We are love, and there is nothing else and no one else that can tell us anything different. And when that mind that is just an imposter speaks, we don't need to listen. And, Mom, I am grateful to every one of you, and there's no one special. That's what I was saying to Cher today, that specialness is what really cuts us in half. So if I mention Dove as being a great teacher, I'm not saying that all of you aren't, because you all are one mind. It's just this one voice that I have named Dove. You know, I mean, when I have clarity from Dub, I have clarity from Dub. When I have clarity from Barb, I have clarity from Barb. When I have clarity from Regina, I have clarity from Regina. You know, it's not favorites. The ego picks favorites. So, you know, eventually, when I listen to Jim Dunn with such clarity that he's just not going to turn over and say, no matter what happens, I'm going to have peace. Because you do have a choice. So let's look out today and know that we're really looking at everything and nothing. Because it's all love. Right? And I want to thank Cher because, you know, she talks about, like, you know, the resistance and all. But we all have that. But she's brave enough to get up here and say it. And yesterday I was listening to Ken Mallory talk about how brave Barb is. Barb McKendrick, that she speaks about the process. A lot of us don't want to talk about that. You know, my husband and I share every day things that the ego's telling us so we can bring it up to the light, you know, because it's the lies. And then we start to laugh because it is funny, because it's one mind, one crazy mind that doesn't even exist, not in reality. So with that, I'm going to say I love you all. Next Sunday, I won't have my teeth. I get them the 10th. But anyway, I love you, Dove. I love you all. And yes, and let Lenny Rose today be our best teacher because he would always tell you all his truths of reality and he's sticking with it. That's right. That's my pal. Anyway, I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, Sharon, thank you so much, and God bless you, too. And, it's so funny because Cliff just got a bunch of his teeth pulled out, and he was talking on Friday about what it's going to be like when he gets his new teeth. But these are just the things that wear out in the body, and you've actually outlived your teeth. You'd have been dead a long time ago if it was evolutionary. So you're lucky. So something I heard Miss Cher say this morning when she was reading from her reading, and it was apply miracles to all situations. And then as the morning went on and Dove did the reading of the lessons of the Holy Spirit, that's exactly, that's everything I kept hearing the whole time. Apply miracles to all situations. That means every situation. That means that from the moment you awaken in the morning, through, you know, apply a miracle to the situation of, you know, waking up and getting out of bed. You know, where's the miracle behind that? You know, you think that there's no problem that you need a miracle for, to wake up and get out of bed. But, you know, the fact is, if you are asking the Holy Spirit every morning, what am I going to do today? And as the Course, what Jesus told Helen, ask in the morning, what miracles do you want me to do today? What are the miracles you want me to do today? And then to go about your day looking at everything as if it is a miracle. And you do see that, you know, it's a miracle. You know, I don't have an alarm clock. I do not have an alarm clock. And the Holy Spirit wakes me up when I need to be woken up. And, you know, I get up and do what I need to do because that's when I'm given to do it. I put everything into His hands and see everything, every moment of my day as a miracle. It's a change in my mind from me being in charge to turning it over to the Holy Spirit to be in charge, to be vigilant only for God and His kingdom. When I do that, everything is a miracle. It works out that way. And it's just so wonderful to know that, yes, there is no order of difficulties and miracles. So the miracle of me being awoken to, you know, come and do whatever I need to do, the miracle of the coffee maker, the miracle of the floor, the miracle of the world I think I'm in, that everything that seems to support me so beautifully in this world, it's all a miracle. Because all of it is, behind every bit of it, is the truth of what I am. The God, the truth of what I am, is behind everything. And miracles and difficulties are opposites. Exactly, Jim. So that means that I cannot have any difficulty with anything. Everything is just going to be just perfect thing all the time, every moment. The miracle is recognizing that that's it. It is perfect. Every moment, every day, it is perfect. That is the miracle. And so thank you guys so much for this beautiful service this morning. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to you, Dove, or whomever, to close out. And then I have a nice song to play after.
All right. Thank you so much, Sharon and Lynn. And thank you, Lynn, for reminding me of really the theme of this morning has been, when you want only love, you'll see nothing else. And you can't really give anything but love to anyone or anything, nor can you receive anything but love from them. And the ego doubter will say, what are you talking about? And then give you story after story of how that is not true. But I'm happy to be reminded and to remind everyone of what Regina Dawn Akers came up with about 4 or 5 years ago, at a time that there was a lot of turmoil and name-calling, and apparently there were attacks at the time. There was Gary Renard and Robert Perry and John Mundy, and on the Gary Renard Yahoo message board, there were so many people say, did you see that attack? Did you see that attack? Did you see that attack? And Regina went home and in her kitchen said to Holy Spirit, you know, is attack possible? And the Holy Spirit said, no. She said, well, what is that I'm looking at? You know, it seems that there are people attacking each other. It seems like, you know, it seems. And he says, well, That's actually love. That's actually love. And what do you mean by love? Love is spirit giving to spirit through spirit what spirit requests. Yes, it's all for our own healing. It is all for our own healing. If we are here to practice forgiveness, and that is our function in this world, practicing forgiveness, you need to have something to look at. You need something in front of you to actually look at to see what thoughts, what judgments I have in my mind that have to be released, that have to be let go of. So everything that seems to happen, that is happening in this apparent world that we think is real, is really just a movie screen. When we look within, when we go within, we see it's just a judgment that I have that must be released for me to remember the wholeness that I am whole and my brother is too. Kathy, I see your hand is up. And I know we're going into Lynn's time, but Lynn is going to say, yes, it's okay. Kathy, this mic is all yours.
I just had to share this week on Wednesday when Regina took over in the morning, I think for the first time for Lynn. I was on a dog walk fairly early in the morning, and so I only caught 30 minutes of the conversation, but she had started off with reflecting on the quote for the day, or the contemplation for the day, and she talked about Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, and ironically, I was laughing to myself because I was right after the dog walk, leaving to go with my grown 33-year-old daughter, her and I, to Disneyland. And we went to the section of the park where you can go on the ride, and I got into the Winnie the Pooh ride and had my picture taken. And afterwards, when we got off the ride, you know, the characters that walk around in Disneyland, I laughed and said to my daughter, I wonder if I'm going to see Eeyore. But in fact, I didn't see Eeyore. I actually saw Winnie the Pooh. And I said, oh gosh, I would have loved to have had my picture taken with Eeyore so I could send that to Regina. But it was just one of those synchronistic things that happened, and I had to laugh about it. But Eeyore is not the character I want to choose to be. So just a funny, and thought I'd share that with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much for that, Kathy, and we wish you a wonderful journey and trip to Costa Rica. Give a big hug to Chandra Rath, who's a good friend, who's the keeper of the house down there. So we won't see you next few Sundays. Reminding everyone that tonight, Sunday night, is our first Sunday of the month, and Regina will not only be on at 7 o'clock, she's on at 8 o'clock leading our monthly meeting. Is also, she can announce some opportunities for people who want to be leaders in awakening together. And I think, if that has ever been on your mind, please do join us. There's a number of opportunities going to be mentioned here tonight at 8, from 8 to 9. Thank you all for being here. It's really an honor and a privilege, really, to be here as a minister with and for all that gather here in awakening together. So turning this mic over to you for our hour of fellowship, Lynn Johnson, thank you so much.